It's the worst case of smog in recent memory. From east to west, the Czech Republic has been under a cloud for the last several days, as up to four times the permissible limit of pollution is being registered in various parts of the country. Children and the elderly have been advised to stay indoors, and factories have been forced to restrict their production. The city of Plzeň has even experienced the rare phenomenon of industrial snow. I spoke with Josef Kedler of the Czech Hydrometeorological Institute, who told me, first of all, where the problems were worst at the moment.
To the worst places the Ostrava region belongs. This is the industrial region on northeastern part of the Czech Republic. The other part is northwest Bohemia, region Ústí nad Labem, and the capital of Prague, and to the worst places also the city Brno belong.
And how does this situation rank among other smog situations historically in terms of the duration and the range of the smog?
Yes, a little bit uncommon is that the situation occurred during November, because usually November belongs to well-ventilated months, I can say. And the thing is that this situation is lasting so long. Usually situations have duration about one week or so.
And today there are protests against drivers. To what extent do people actually contribute to this situation on their own by driving when it's not necessary?
Oh, the drivers were asked to limit their journeys, but I am worrying that they didn't respond to it, and they use their cars as usually in other days.
But are the cars really a major factor in prolonging the smog situation, or is it primarily other forms of pollution?
In Prague, the cars and city transport is the main source of air pollution. In other regions, also domestic heatings and industrial sources contribute.
We've read that the elderly and children should limit their time outside as much as possible, but what kind of danger does the smog actually pose to those groups of people?
The danger is especially for sensitive groups of people, as you said, for elderly people, for small children, and also for persons with obstructive diseases, asthma or bronchitis.
And lastly, how do you see the forecast for the next week?
The forecast is very bad, because our colleagues from the forecasting department predict that this situation will last minimally to the end of this week.
Dr. Josef Keder of the Czech Hydrometeorological Institute there on the continuing smog problem in the country's major cities.